Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil called Suffering and Glory. It's super hard and usually feels downright impossible. I'm guilty of it, and I know many of us could raise our hand and join the guilty club. Our minds know the truth, but our hearts really struggle to align with our heads when it comes to tragedy, loss, or struggle. It's hard to let the truth breathe when what we're feeling wants to suffocate us. We all know tragedy, loss, or struggle in some way, shape, or form. We cannot escape the experience of it living in a fallen world. Maybe it's the death of someone that feels like their heartbeat is the same as yours, or it's a diagnosis that is changing the trajectory of life as we know it, or maybe it's watching a loved one hit rock bottom. No matter the tragedy or struggle, we find ourselves at the end of our rope, uncomfortable, tears and anger, asking the why. Why, God, do I have to experience this gut-wrenching, awful thing? And God gently says, it's for His glory. I don't know about you, but I know for me, it makes me shift. It forces me to shift my perspective. God doesn't want us to deny the struggle or the hurt. He wants us to run to Him and pour our hearts out. But I think our perspective matters. Let me explain. My family went through a tragic loss a few years ago. In an effort to help our kids process the loss, we shared with them the sadness that we felt and that it was okay to feel those emotions. But we also said that we know God works everything together for our good. So even though this felt like a loss to us, we were going to keep our eyes open to see what God was going to do. We were going to be on the lookout because God said He would bring something good from it. Something about that has stuck with me ever since. When I encounter tragedy or loss, I am hurting and aching, and I run to Jesus and I tell Him I hurt, and then I'm going to wait and be watchful of what He's going to do through it. When we shift our perspective, we can begin to see all the kinds of amazing things that we might have missed had we not been looking. Things like loved ones coming to Jesus, restored relationships, a better opportunity than we could have imagined, a deeper relationship with Jesus in our own lives, a revealing of something we were missing, clarity on a decision, the ability to encourage another soul that is hurting, and the list could go on. Our peace in the midst of the storm is to know that God will ultimately work all things together for good. So let's stay watchful and see what God will bring. Thank you for listening. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.